Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball towards center. Wilfong settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilfong. Kemp moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Morris. Wilfong moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilfong scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Twins, 1. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wackenfuss moves to second. one out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joaquin Fuss scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Joaquin Fuss and he is safe. Powell steals second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner is called out on strikes. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. Summers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 2 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Wilfong settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summers moves to second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-3 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Verhoeven now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Verhoeven covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sofield strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Trammell for the double play. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wackenfuss for a passed ball. Wilfong moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilfong moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilfong scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.